USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is blocking President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine rules for large private employers, but allowing them for the healthcare industry. As far as what that ruling means, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
on the health facility cases, the justices acknowledged that there was a closer nexus there and did not as seriously push back on the larger mandate. It's really the OSHA case that is the more significant mandate for the Biden administration.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the White House is still prepared to pursue diplomatic solutions unless Russia starts acting aggressively toward Ukraine. Sullivan describing talks this week with Russia as extensive, frank, and direct. USA Radio News.
If you're drowning in IRS tax debt, pay attention to this special announcement. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. Get ready to take this number down to take advantage of the new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Here's Jesse from Las Vegas.
I've been so stressed out lately knowing that I owe the IRS over $22,000, and now they just garnished my wages. A friend of mine told me about Superior Tax Relief, so I called them, and they were able to stop the garnishment, and they were also able to help me with my other tax problems. I feel so free again, and I would definitely recommend Superior Tax Relief.
Call Superior Tax Relief now, 800-780-3910, and speak to a qualified professional who can protect you from the added fees and negotiate your tax liability. Superior Tax Relief can help open new doors with the IRS Fresh Start program that's available now. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call could save you thousands. Call 800-780-3910. 800-780-3910. That's 800-780-3910.
The teen accused of murdering four classmates at a high school in Michigan 2 months ago will appear in court again after entering another plea on Wednesday.
A 15-year-old Michigan teen charged in a November 30th killing spree at Oxford High School in Michigan had another not guilty plea entered on his behalf during a court hearing Wednesday. Ethan Crumbly appeared for his circuit court arraignment virtually after being bound over for trial last week on terrorism and murder charges in connection with that mass shooting that killed four students and injured seven. He'll be back in court January 19th. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Cruise lines will no longer have to follow CDC guidelines starting this weekend. The CDC's guidance for vessels operating in the United States waters will expire on Saturday, at which point the guidelines will become optional. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A union for flight attendants is accusing the CDC of loosening rules for quarantine after COVID-19 exposure at the behest of the airline industry as the Omicron variant continues to rage across the globe. The CDC shortening the recommended quarantine duration from 10 days to 5. And Sarah Nelson, president of the Association of Flight Attendants, tells CNBC it was done to only help the airline industry.
To lobby the CDC based on staffing shortages alone sends a really mixed message to the public, and we're really concerned about that for the employees, but also for the safety that we are communicating to the public. What Delta led on was asking the CDC to reduce the days from 10 to 5 for staffing reasons. And our biggest concern when Delta first announced their policy was that it did not include the provision for asymptomatic workers coming back to work at those 5 days. This is really about clarity, making sure that we're not undermining safety and making sure that we're not sending a message to the workers or the supervisors who are confused about this too, that they should be forced to come back to work sick.
The Republican National Committee is moving toward pulling out of presidential debates that are run by the Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates. In a letter, the RNC calling for a number of significant changes to its procedure. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.